Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Time now for our farming slot. Going to be joined a moment by Mairead Laverley from the Farmers Journal. Mairead, how are you?
I'm grand. Can you skim stones?
Well, I think I can.
What I love about skimming stones, and where I would have done it a good bit, was above in Glendalough, because the lakes are so kind of sheer and, you know, there's just this like surface there. But it's you get it once. You might get three hops on the stone once, and then the next time it'll sink like a stone, you know. So it's how to be consistent about it. And you can absolutely surprise yourself, something that you wouldn't think would work.
When you do pull it off, though, and I find that the bounces are very satisfying.
Yeah, there's a great... And then it's the ripple, a ripple effect afterwards, you know.
And how far it goes.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. Spin, it's a nice thing to do.
Spin on the stone.
Yeah, I wonder how many youngsters do that anymore.
I've seen one doing it recently.
Right.
And she was good at it. She was good at it. But I don't know if she was spinning. And like, you should see the stones he uses. Well, they use proper manufactured stones because they want consistency in them.
Right, okay.
Can't have whoever gets up first gets the best stones and they win.
Right.
Can't have that.
Right.
So the world of farming, it's all go at the moment.
Well, yeah, there's... well, of course, if you're above in Donegal and the surrounding counties now today, you'd be in Wright State. The weather has, I know, farming and the weather, it's just an unending topic, but it does matter so much. And I was talking to farmers last night in Longford, and they were telling me stock were going into houses already. You'd hope you wouldn't have to be putting them in until the end of October or November.
It seems like it was very good up to that, though, didn't it?
It's not been bad. No, we've had, you know, okay, August has been a miserable month, I think, for man and beast. But up to that, it wasn't doing too bad. But last night took the biscuit. I mean, the amount of rain that fell was just colossal.
I saw the photographs.
Once in a lifetime event. Yeah,
yeah, roads washed away. I thought.
Yeah, bridges, everything, you know.
I thought it was a sinkhole at one point.
Yeah, just no. And people caught in their cars, which must be absolutely terrifying also.
Didn't look like it was Ireland.
But just in terms of maybe what's going on, one of the interesting things at the moment is, you know, there's an awful lot of talk about Muslim population in different countries, but it's certainly a growing population across Europe. And one of the really good things about it is that it's really boosting the exports of Irish sheep meat. Now, not necessarily lamb, but more sheep meat, the older sheep. And so it was always a thing around Ramadan that there was a lot of export levels of sheep, and the price of sheep would go up to Irish farmers. But next week now, from the 1st to the 5th of September, there's a festival on called Eid al-Adha.
Yes.
And it's a very, very big festival. And, you know, it's expected that we will really increase sales on the back of it. And the sales are going into places like France and Germany, the Netherlands and Belgium. They would be the main sources of it. So it's estimated that there's about 12 million Muslim consumers in Northern Europe and another maybe 3 million in the UK. So, you know, demand for the products that they want is growing.
Why is it specifically sheep, as a matter of interest?
I'm not sure about that, but it's not lamb. It's not really what they're looking for. Now, there is some lamb they take, but it's more sheep meat they're looking for.
But it's not beef.
No, it's not beef. And, you know, in Germany, for instance, sheep meat and lamb would be considered famine food. You know, it'd be a bit like rabbits were in this country for a long time. And, you know, it is a big importer of lamb and sheep, but it's to that market, that Muslim market is where it's going to.
Wow.
So so the festival, that festival, Eid al-Adha, it's a very nice thing about it. The tradition says that of the meat you have, one third is to be eaten at home, one third given to friends, and one third has to be given to people who are worse off.
Wow.
So
really nice.
It's a very nice way. Imagine if you're going out and you're buying your beef like that and you share one third with the family, one third with friends and one third with people who are in need.
A nice thought.
So just a nice thought.
Yeah. Also, I've seen markets up for beef. We mentioned beef.
Yeah, well, the whole beef thing is very kind of scary, really, because, you know, of all this talk of Brexit and a hard Brexit and a soft Brexit and whether we'll have custom borders or not and what, you know, what the situation is going to be like. So we are very reliant on the UK market. And what we're trying to do now is expand that market demand. As it stands, we export about 90% of the beef that we produce. So 90% of it. Now, you know, you could say, well, may we surely produce what we consume ourselves, but, you know, you'd be losing 100,000 jobs on the back of that. So about, at the moment, the UK takes half of what we produce.
50%,
about
is
half.
It? Okay, yeah.
The most of the rest goes to the EU, and then about 5% of it goes to what are termed third countries. Now, these are all the countries that would have banned Ireland before because of the BSE thing, and we've gradually been getting them back into the market. One of the countries now that we're not doing so well in, that there's been a lot of ballyhoo about and talk about, is the American market. It's a significant market, but it's very slow, and it's actually gone down considerably over the same period last year. It's about 970 tonnes to this same period last year, and you're talking about 680 tonnes.
Okay.
It's down nearly a third. But where it's really, you know, you're trying to kind of find these alternative markets. And then the next thing, sterling starts to plummet against the euro, which should make it more expensive. But in actual fact, for this to the year to date, we're up 7% on sales to the UK than we were this time last year.
Have you any idea why?
I don't know. I think it's possibly trust in the product, even though they have a little red tractor campaign over there, which encourages people to buy British. But it's Europe where we've fallen, where the markets have fallen. We're down something like 7% or 9% in France, which is one of the big markets. But the work that Bill Bourbier and Minister for Agriculture and the different trade missions and the different big meat processors are doing out in the Asian countries, their third markets, is really starting to pay off. Because, for instance, in Hong Kong, the market is up 66%. Now, it's not huge. It's 11, nearly 12,000 tonnes.
Yeah.
But it's up 66%. And of all places, in the Philippines, it's up a massive 146% on last year. So it's, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. No one would have suspected.
It's all kind of almost counterintuitive, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you're selling really well in these Asian markets.
Yeah.
The French, the European market, which is where we're really trying to push to because it's new, it's near us. If we don't have to travel that far, you don't have the issues over, you know, distance and time and shelf life and all the rest of it. That market has declined. And despite the fall in sterling, the UK market is actually up. So, you know, in a way, despite our best efforts, we're still as reliant, in fact, more so on the UK market than we would have been this time last year.
A message for us for the future there as well. Take Brexit very seriously and watch how it goes. Cattle rustling always amazes me that it's still around. It's going down, isn't it?
But well, it often amazes me that there isn't twice as much of it,
really?
To be honest. Yeah.
Are they not branded and easily tagged?
But you cut the ears off and who knows what animal it is. You know,
if you have a cow coming towards you with no ears, though, would you not have a fairly strong suspicion?
But anybody who's rustling cattle, and if they're rustling them at a certain age, they're going to the factory and they're going to be processed.
Okay.
So somebody is chopping them up. And it was always a real issue down along the border area. But I don't know whether it's increased surveillance or this pre-border situation. But at the moment, to date for this year, we're down 52% on last year in terms of rustling. And there was a lot of it above in Monaghan last year, something, I think it had 40 different cases of cattle being rustled, which is a lot of cattle kind of from different farms being taken. But this year it's down very significantly. And Limerick tops the list, my home county, with 9 incidences of it. And that's followed by Galway with 7, Clare with 5 and Meath with 4. So instead of being on the border region at the moment, it seems to have come south and along the coast. So the Gardaí are asking farmers that do not ignore it. Do not think that because you've lost one animal or two animals that they've just gone astray. They've got out on the road. They've been driven somewhere and you'll never find them again, because that can happen. Report every incidence of missing livestock, because they just need to keep an eye on where those trends are and, you know, to follow up on it.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe there's a different abattoir killing them and that's why they've been sourced in a different part of the country. So you need to watch it the whole time.
Yeah. Interest is being piqued by the Department of Defence branding sheep on the Curra.
I know.
What's going on with them?
Yeah, this goes back to, would you believe it, as far back as 1870. And in 1870, the Curra of Kildare Act, it was a piece of legislation that must have gone through the UK Parliament. It awarded flock owners who owned land next to the Curra the right to graze on the plains. Now, I know you two and Bono have the right to graze inside Stephen's Green. But anyway, if you were a neighbouring farmer to the Curra, you could got the rights. Now, the grazing rights were free of charge, and all of the Curra, except for the racecourse and the army barracks, is available to be grazed. But there's about 150 landowners involved, and only about 20 to 25 to 30 of them have actually got sheep. So the Department of Defence are saying, at any given day, we've no idea, or week or year, how many sheep are on the actual sheep are on it. So there's only so many grazing rights, something like 6,000 grazing rights. So that's the maximum number of sheep that can be on the Corra. So basically, they're looking for the documentation from all the flock owners. The sheep are going to be branded with a Department of Defence logo and or whatever brand.
Yeah.
And only those sheep will be allowed on the Corra. So you'll be very special.
There's a lot of regulation and stamping and checking passports going on, isn't it?
Well, the thing is then, I mean, maybe some farmers are overgrazing. They're putting too much sheep on it. They're making it difficult for everybody. You know, often you have to kind of mind
the rules. If that's the difficulty of minding the sheep in the Corra, can you imagine if the border comes back at Northern Ireland?
Well, that's it, just on the sheep. Yeah, yeah. Mother
of
God. Farmers have to submit everything, exactly the numbers they have, and then only the ones that are actually going to be marked by the Department of Defence. So they'll be able to see exactly what sheep are in there. And they'll put in their quota of over whatever, just the 6,000.
Very good.
And that's it.
Mairead, thanks very much for that.
Okay.
Mairead Lavery, editor of Irish Country Living and Irish Country Magazine and the Farmers Journal.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.